pop surrealism. The fairy godmother of the fancy, silly, and strange. One moment you're merely curious about silly art, and the next you are a pop surrealist for life. Not only do your paintings call to you, but the galleries can't stop calling too. No art more fascinating than lowbrow art has ever been invented, because no such thing can be invented. Mona Lisa is nice, but the cat staring into your soul is irresistible. But there's something even more than humor and fascination that lowbrow represents. Lowbrow teaches you to become an artist. It only asks three very simple things. Make a funny doodle, make a silly animal maybe, color your doodle and be mindful of shadows and highlights, and bring out the big guns, reference photos of real things. There's a lot of silliness in bringing a dollop of realism to doodles. Upgrade the googly eyes in your doodle with eyes that aim for realism. When we learn to paint realistic paintings, failing to get things right is frustrating. But in the happy world of pop surrealism, all kinds of works are welcome. You get to practice and learn while having fun. A lot of fun. Nothing in the world of pop surrealism feels wrong. Everything is just happy and always makes strangers smile. Could you imagine a more loving teacher? Probably not. There's more to it, because pop surrealism does not want you to stop having fun. After you get your doodle all finished up, you will feel encouraged to pop a fishbowl over its head and begin painting the strange planet that your doodle is cheerfully prancing about. In ordinary art, when you finish, you are done. In lowbrow, each time you finish, it is a new beginning. That is the nature of surrealism. Moreover, while in the real world you will eventually run out of canvas, in the computer world you resize it to make room for more fascinating stuff. Every extension in your painting is a masterpiece in itself and deserves a stack of stickers, a mug, and some t-shirts. By the time you exhibit, you created a mythology of an entire population of strange creatures. Everything and everyone will love you in the world of pop surrealism. No one will be able to put down your art book until they see it all. You see, merely practicing art is a terrible idea, as at the end of the day, all we have is unfinished scraps. In the fantastic world of pop surrealism, what you end up with at the end of the day is a fascinating and funny work of art. A work of art that is sure to make someone smile.